This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 4th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water Board eyes 40% fee bump. PAGA could expand or shrink. USDA plans again for possible shutdown. Water Board mulls a 40% fee bump to expand its reach. The State Water Board is proposing to raise fees on water projects by 40% this year. The board has been ramping up its regulatory scope to fill a shrinking federal footprint after the U.S. Supreme Court weakened the Clean Water Act last year. Governor Newsom is proposing to increase the board's budget by more than $6 million, that despite a deepening deficit, so the state can take on duties previously under the Army Corps of Engineers. The board, being a fee-based agency, is planning to pass the cost on to its regulated entities. Board staff have cautioned that the new layer of state bureaucracy could also delay levee repair and housing projects by several months. For ag, the board is considering about a 6% boost in water quality fees for the irrigated lands, confined animals, waste discharge, and cannabis programs. The cost for administering the water rights program is set to rise 8%, reflecting more fees for those stakeholders as well. The proposals follow a decade-long trend of annual fee increases. The board will approve a new fee structure by September. By then, the rapidly changing state budget situation could alter the final rate increase. Staff will present the projections to stakeholders on Thursday. Lawmakers seek to expand PAGA lawsuits. Assemblymember Ash Clara of San Jose has filed a measure to expand the Private Attorneys General Act. The 2003 law is infamous among employers for the extraordinary number of lawsuits citing labor violations. Backed by the California Labor Federation, CalRIS AB 2288 would allow courts to issue injunctive relief during the lawsuits. An employer would have to quickly correct and remediate violations while the lawsuit plays out, such as cutting a paycheck for a worker who claims wage theft. Real PAGA reform means making the law more effective in ending wage theft and misclassification, said Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, who leads the California Labor Federation. As an assembly member, Gonzalez-Fletcher authored California's AB 5 law that limits independent contractors and has triggered a new wave of PAGA lawsuits. CalRIS filed the bill in response to a ballot proposal to repeal PAGA. Now keep in mind, according to Western Growers, employers saddled with PAGA lawsuits often, quote, agree to substantial settlements to sidestep legal costs and the risk of heftier penalties. The California Supreme Court recently ruled against employers in a case regarding unwielding PAGA claims. But California Citrus Mutual reasons the decision could lead to the dismantling of PAGA altogether. The state court allegedly ignored guidance from the U.S. Supreme Court in its ruling, teeing up more legal battles to come. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Agriculture Department continues preparation for possible shutdown. Despite the progress on Capitol Hill, Agriculture Department employees once again scrambling to plan for a potential shutdown. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney told AgriPulse Saturday. Bonney said FPAC staff are, for the fifth time in the last 6 months, undergoing preparations for a shutdown to begin if a new bill is not approved by Friday, a process that he called, quote, an enormous time suck for everyone involved. Speaking to AgriPulse on the sidelines of the joint Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever convention in Sioux Falls, Bonnie said Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding should help the Natural Resources Conservation Service, quote, operate for a significant amount of time during a shutdown, though Farm Service Agency and FPAC Business Center employees would see an immediate impact. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has previously put the number of overall USDA employees that would be furloughed during a shutdown at around 50,000, or about half the entire workforce. One challenge a shutdown presents, the agency would have trouble helping producers with signups for recently opened programs like the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. We announce these things and then we're not there, Bonnie said. Agreements in place for nearly all climate smart projects, Bonnie says. Bonnie believes the Agriculture Department has so far signed agreements for 136 of the 141 Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities projects the agency approved last year, and for some, enrollment is already underway, Bonnie said. Bonnie called encouraging the approximately 1 million acres that have been enrolled so far in various projects. He added, however, that some of the few projects for which agreements have not yet been signed may not, quote, get over the finish line. EPA forms new ag office. EPA Administrator Michael Regan is forming a new Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs at the agency, something he says will expand engagement opportunities beyond any that we've done so far. Regan announced the office in remarks alongside Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at Commodity Classic in Houston, where he told the audience the new group of employees would, quote, ensure that your voices are heard and that your ideas are understood. In a release, the EPA said the new office will work, quote, in close coordination with EPA's program offices and regions to forge practical, science-based solutions that protect the environment while ensuring a vibrant and productive agricultural system. Well, here's today's He Said It. We're having conversations with my colleagues and getting a lot of feedback, and we'll have more to say about that. But obviously, it's an opportunity. I believe that any time you have a transition, it's time to reset things a bit. That Senator John Thune, when asked by AgriPulse about a possible bid to be the next Republican leader in the Senate following Senator Mitch McConnell's decision to retire from the post. We need consistent, principled, conservative leadership in the United States Senate for Senate Republicans. I think I can offer that, but we'll have more to say about that down the road, Thune added. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 4th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elling.